Today is Tuesday, the 28th of March, in the fifth week of Lent. University of Johannesburg Choir sing Ukatula. Peace in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Redemption in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Again he said to them, I am going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, Where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am He. They said to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you, and much to condemn. But the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father instructed me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him." As he was saying these things, many believed in him.
Scene of communication today. There seems to be some confusion, some lack of understanding. Can you think of a time you have found a conversation frustrating? A moment where you felt you just kept missing the meaning of it all? Take a moment to ponder your own conversations with Jesus. How do these generally go? Have you had moments of frustration where you aren't quite hearing him well? Notice what stirs in you as you sweep back in your mind over your times of prayer, being gentle with whatever arises. Listen again to the reading. Try and imagine yourself hearing these words as one of the disciples, without knowing what would soon happen to Jesus.
Again he said to them, "I am going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." Then the Jews said, "Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" He said to them, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he." They said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father instructed me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him." As he was saying these things, many believed in him.
As he was saying these things, many believed in him. It seems a deeper clarity eventually arrived. Even though Jesus' words might not have been fully clear to them at the time, perhaps these many people began to understand in a deeper place. You might like to spend these last moments asking for this deeper clarity within. Given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.